Shem Hashem Nasa V'Nasliach, Shir 1 on Preparation for Rosh Hashanah. As we launch our direct preparation for Rosh Hashanah, we begin by defining the foundational essence of Tefillah. Understanding what Tefillah actually is serves as the essential bedrock for understanding the unique, awe-inspiring Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. So first I'm going to define a few core definitions of Tefillah. Number one, an expression of aspiration. Tefillah is an active aspiration to grow in Ruchnius. Two, changing your essence. The inner longing and aspiration has the power to fundamentally alter and transform the very essence of a human being. And three, the true and complete tefillah. When a person prays in true, complete, authentic manner, that tefillah becomes a direct revelation and expression of the deepest inner longings and hidden aspirations of their nefesh. So we're going to move on to Chana. In Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezvav, Chana describes her intense tefillah to Eli HaKohen. She says, V'eshpoich es nafshi lefnei Hashem, and I poured out my soul, my nafshi, before Hashem. Rashi in Maseches Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, 5b, cites Chana's statement as an explicit scriptural proof that a person's tefillah is defined as their nefesh. The foundational essence of a person's nefesh is expressed directly through their tefillah. The metaphor of pouring out, she says, v'eshpoich. When someone pours out the contents of a container, for example, whatever was hidden inside the vessel is completely exposed and revealed. Similarly, v'eshpoich es nafshi means uncovering and laying bare the innermost thoughts, desires, and hidden aspirations of the nefesh before Hashem. The nefesh is the root center of all human desire, and defined as ratzon and longing. Throughout Tanakh and Chazal, the word nefesh is used interchangeably with ratzon. I'll give you a few examples. Avram Avinu speaking to Bnei Ches, Bereishis 23:8. Im yesh es nafshachem likbar es meisi milfanai. If it is your desire, nafshachem, to bury my dead from before me. Rashi on that verse explicitly translates the word nafshachem as ratzonchem, your desire, your will, establishing that nefesh literally means ratzon. Another example, nefesh ki techeto b'shkago, this is Vayikra. If a nefesh shall sin unintentionally, the Torah attributes that the act of sin specifically to the nefesh, because it was the internal desire, drive, and passion of the nefesh that brought the person to commit the transgression. The Radak in Sefer Shirashim, analyzing the twice in Vayikra, which is nefesh ki timoil and nefesh ki techeto, the Radak uncovers the philosophical mechanism. Lefisha hoisah nefesh balas harotzin v'hataivo tolo hachit v'amal bo. Because the nefesh is the possessor of desire and passion, the Torah hangs the sin and the trespass upon it. Since the nefesh is the engine of all desire, whatever a person longs for and focuses on during tefillah defines the foundational essence of their nefesh. When a person stands in tefillah and requests something from Hashem, that request reveals their core priorities and defines their spiritual identity. The Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 3b, evaluates the primary categories of damages, the obvious nezikim, and establishes that the maaveh, which is one of the four, refers to a human being. Rashi on Baba Kama explains the Talmudic etymology. Maaveh stems from the word mevakish, seeking, requesting, and yearning. The essential definition of a human being is a seeker. What you seek, request, and daven for defines your essential human identity. In Tehillim, Kuf Tezvav Ches 115:8, David HaMelech describes those who rely on Avodah Zarah, K'moyhem yu yiseihem kol asher b'teich b'hem, like them shall be those who make them, everyone who trusts in them. An idol is complete physical and spiritual nothingness. Therefore, a person whose entire inner aspiration is his she'ifa and trust relies on the idol defines their own nefesh as empty nothingness. Conversely, when a Jew stands in tefillah and focuses exclusively on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that Hashem alone is the sole power who can fulfill their needs, that focus defines their nefesh as being completely bound and turned toward divine reality. In Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoyma teaches, Ezehu Chacham, Halaymi mikal adam, right? Who is wise? One who learns from every person. So the Rabbeinu Yonah over there poses a fundamental question. Why does the Mishnah call this person a chacham, a wise sage, when he's still in the middle of learning? He says a laymid, right? He should merely be called a laymid, a learner. Rabbeinu Yonah answers this with profound insight into human nature. When an individual possesses a passionate, authentic love and desire, a ratzoin, a she'ifa, for chachma, for Torah wisdom, that inner desire itself defines them as a chacham. Even though they have not yet acquired all the knowledge, their genuine longing and goal to become a Talmid Chacham defines their actual spiritual state. However, Rabbeinu Yonah emphasizes a second crucial point. True aspiration, she'ifa, cannot remain passive wishful thinking. How do we test whether a person's desire for chachma is real? The Mishnah specifies, "Haloi min mikol adam." He actively goes out and learns from everyone. He is willing to cast aside honor, swallow his pride, embarrass himself if necessary, and learn from younger or lesser individuals because his desire for chachma is genuine. He translates that inner aspiration into concrete, energetic action to obtain it. So, to summarize our mindset so far, Tefillah is the outpouring, is ve'eshboich, as Chana said, of the nefesh, laying bare your inner aspirations, priorities, and longings. Request divine identity. What you ask Hashem for in Tefillah defines who you are in your core. So you have to be very careful in understanding what you should be asking for. Aspiration backed by action. Authentic spiritual desire, yeshiva, defines your identity, provided you back it up with active, humble effort, as we learned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Halevi Mikol Adam. Have a wonderful evening.